Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right, Elon Musk goes, yeah, screw it. I'll buy Twitter.
Yes, I'll buy that.
I'll just buy it. And wow. I mean, boy, did he get a spanking from the Wall Street Journal. Because they're basically, they did an article, it's hilarious, basically saying, well, good luck with that. Wow, man. Because think about it. He put his bid in $54 a share at like the height of Twitter's price. Right. All of social media has declined by an average of 30% in value since then. So he's going to buy it for a price that has dramatically declined since then. Now, overnight, the value of Twitter, last time I checked a few hours ago, I don't know what it is now, is up like 20%.
Yeah, it shot up. Yeah,
it shot up. So that's good.
In fact, they suspended trading on it.
Yeah. And right now, it is hilarious watching Twitter. This really is history in the battle for free speech in America. Because last night, between the time I had dinner and the time I went to bed, I lost 2,000 followers.
Great.
Just bam, gone. Yeah. Well, you know what happened? People are talking about this. This is what they think. Twitter finally wiped the bots.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you may not have really missed any listeners.
I don't think I did.
You may have just missed some bots.
I think what happened was because the number of people I'm following didn't go down at all.
Right.
And I you can tell the bots. They're very easy to spot.
Yeah.
They're not super sophisticated. So what the bots will do is they'll like you. They'll follow you to try to get you to follow them back. I could tell which ones the bots are. Everybody can. I try to follow people back, as time permits. It's nice of you to follow me.
Yeah.
So I try to follow you back. But when I see those silly bots and I can tell it's a bot, I don't follow it back. And so I think those were the bots. I think that they finally wiped the bots, that they know were there, which is a very deceptive advertising practice, by the way. Well, word's gotten out that there might be free speech on Twitter now. And about every 15 minutes or so, my followers go up by another 100 or so. I've picked up 400 new followers since I came in this morning on Twitter. And I haven't really written anything. But it's going bonkers on there. And you can see how manipulated that it is. I mean, put up a podcast and it was at 20 likes, and then it dropped down to 15. Now it's going back up again. Hmm. So these social media outlets are extremely, extremely fake and extremely, extremely manipulated. And so, just the word that Elon is the boss now, you can tell they're doing a lot of stuff. So I'm going to be interesting to see what's going on. I think that's a lot of people. I think the reason it's going up now is that real people are joining, going, wow, there's free speech somewhere. That's a major platform. We don't have that on Google. We don't have that on any other major social media. So that it looks like there's anticipation of that. We'll see. I'm going to be very curious what Elon Musk's plan is.
Yeah, that's. I will just be happy to see somebody objective that doesn't have an agenda left or right, just to let things go.
Just let it go.
Let
yeah.
it be the marketplace of ideas, like Rush always talked about. That's what it was intended to be. In fact, I remember the early days of social media where, a lot of the, particularly the newspaper companies were pitching a fit about this. We can't have these people who aren't real journalists getting on there. They may spread a particular agenda. Then, of course, that's what newspapers, many of them, were doing and are still doing with their website. So, whatever.
So, I cannot wait. I have been refreshing Twitter to watch the screaming and yelling from the left that they might actually have to bear free speech.
Yeah.
That is not controlled. They might actually have to see an argument they don't agree with that makes them crazy. So it's going to be really funny to watch that. Meanwhile, you will not find anywhere, ever, anybody who's in a leadership position on the right ever advocating for the suppression of speech. You won't find it by the left. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't advocate for it. We don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I want a marketplace of ideas, and I want to fight it out.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's what I want to do. I've wanted that desperately. So, you know, what I've said, you know, all it'll take to change the world is just one space in which we can freely speak.
Yeah.
Just one. We don't even need all social media. We need one.
Hopefully this is it. Of course, you know, you have got so many other organizations that are trying to stamp out free speech wherever possible.
Yeah.
Internationally. So
if Elon Musk keeps a hold of this and doesn't turn around and sell it, because and people this morning go, oh, free speech. Well, we don't know what his plan is right now. We don't. I mean, there's a reason he suddenly reversed course. We don't know what he plans to do with this thing. We don't know if he's going to own it in 6 months or if the left will recapture it. But if he does continue to own it and he does put in place the free speech he promised, you are going to see every agency of the federal government that can get its toe in his door come for him like the hounds of hell.
Yeah.
You are going to see investigation after investigation. You're going to see raids. You may see him in handcuffs. I know this sounds nuts. This is what they will do.
DOJ, SEC.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They will bury him. So understand, he is taking on not just Twitter at what looks to be a substantial loss for him. I mean, I don't know how he recoups his money. Maybe he just writes the whole thing off, sells it and writes it off.
That's a possibility. I was thinking of that myself.
Yeah, but just owning it sends terror through them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't censor stories. I mean, if they can't censor the truth, they can't make it as a party. So you're going to see an absolute attack on this man. He will join Donald Trump as the most vilified man on earth. And you will see fake investigation after fake investigation. You're going to see all kinds of leaks out of the Department of Justice and the FBI about this man. I mean, he will be absolutely torn apart and persecuted. Tesla will be torn apart. SpaceX will be torn apart. It's going to look like Trump. It's going to look like that.
Yeah.
You're going to see his wives subpoenaed in cases, his ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, baby mamas.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of those in tow. I mean, it's going to be absolutely nuts. They will ruin his life until he sells Twitter to shut up, just because the level of terror the left has of free speech and an actual debate, because they can't win.
He is no conservative. That's
no, he's
the
not.
Thing. He's one of them.
No,
as liberal progressives are concerned, he most certainly is. And I'm not being critical of his companies. I actually admire Tesla and SpaceX. I think that what they're doing is incredible. I'm opposed to the subsidies that, of course, that you've got involved with the electric vehicles. And that's where the problem lies. It's not the part that we're having electric vehicles. It's the government subsidies that I've got issue with. But at any rate, and there are some questions about the quality of some of the vehicles at times. But quite honestly, what he has done is amazing, both with Tesla and with SpaceX. But this guy is—he's a liberal progressive for the most part. He does have a libertarian lean toward information and freedom of expression, and of course that's where the Democrat Party used to be, not anymore.
No,
not anymore.
No, they're authoritarians
they're
now. They're not even liberals. I know.
Yeah.
They are. Elon Musk is a weird guy. He has said he's not voting Democrat anymore. He's going to vote Republican. But then he gave a speech to the Republicans urging them to move to the left.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where he is. I mean, he's sort of in the middle. He's kind of where a lot of the country is, honestly. They're not hard left. They're not authoritarian like that. He's immediately going to face a problem. And we're going to be talking a lot about this in December, Lee, because a really terrifying thing is about to happen in the European Union. And this is going to be a huge problem for Elon Musk. And they've already personally warned him about this. You know the Iron Curtain?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember it well.
Yeah, well, there's an Iron Curtain about to fall on the EU.
Mm-hmm.
The EU was only ever supposed to be for trade. Well, now they limit speech. In China, there's an Iron Curtain around China in that the Chinese can't just go on Facebook and communicate and share ideas, right? The government has that completely locked down. Europe's going to get one of those next year, starting next year. It starts in January. And so the Europeans have already communicated to social media. If you look at your following, my following, I got people from all over the world, right? I've got a ton of people in the UK. I'm on Twitter and on Facebook who follow. And what they've said is if you don't adopt the European Union speech codes, which essentially boils down to everything left is good, everything right is shut up, you're canceled.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't adopt that, the Iron Curtain will fall. And so Facebook and Twitter are going to see their audiences cut, and you will be fined by the European Union, basically what amounts to 3 to 4% of your profits. per violation, right? So that Iron Curtain's coming down in January. And so if he thinks he's got a small follower, you know, the smaller than, you know, customer base now, wait till he sees in January where he's got to figure out, wow, all those people are going to be behind the Iron Curtain now in the EU. And if I don't take those speech codes and apply them to Americans, I'm only going to have an American followership. This is not going to involve Europe. By the way, Facebook will have to face that decision. Does it adopt the speech codes of the EU so people in the EU can see my Facebook page or can't see my Facebook page? And so that's how the EU is trying to push speech codes on the entire world right now. That's going to hit Elon Musk. It's huge. I talked to the owner of Getter about that. I did an interview and they said they're prepared for the legal fight. I mean, so even Getter, Gab, every social media outlet is going to face losing their European clientele unless they go in the extreme for censorship. That starts in January. So that audience is going to get buzzsawed again, or he's going to adopt the European speech codes, which are essentially the Democrat Party speech codes. I mean, it's the same thing. So it's going to be a wild time to watch social media over the next year as they attempt that last final totalitarian clampdown over Europe and the Iron Curtain descends. I can't believe Europeans are allowing this, Lee. I can't believe, but they are. It's unbelievable to watch it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shocking numbers from Forbes headline. If you want to find the article, U.S. housing market to see the second biggest home price decline since the Great Recession? No, Depression, Fortune magazine. U.S. housing market to see the second biggest home price decline since the Great Depression. Wow, the crash out of home prices during the Great Recession sure wrecked the economy. Wonder what this will do. Yeah, probably nothing. I'm sure it's nothing. The media would tell us it was important. All right. So anyway, let's move on. Okay. So panic will ensue now. You're going to see over the next days absolute frothing panic. If there's a place you can go to get the truth, the left cannot control the narrative. The FBI cannot control the narrative. Think about the stories of the last few weeks, the absolute horror of them. And honestly, for me, the hopelessness of it, of learning. This is, you know, one of the biggest stories of the year. It's going to be learning from John Solomon at Just the News and the New York Post and Fox News have all done the story now. So is Breitbart. Mainstream media is pretending it's not real, but learning that the Department of Homeland Insecurity, federal bureaucrats can just fill out a ticket, hand the ticket over to the Election Integrity Project, and they take it to Facebook, they take it to Twitter, and you get censored. Well, what if what I said was true? It doesn't matter. Truth is not a defense. We have speech codes. In this country, you live in a police state. You do. The Democrat National Committee, the Democrat National Committee is the head of the Democrat Party. They could just fill out a ticket. So can the NAACP. So can Common Cause, a far left group. And your post is out of there. They got 22 million posts taken down that way in the 2020 election. And they're doing it in this election. This has become a right to the left. They're royalty. And they get to censor whatever they want. Remember, and a separate story it broke that the FBI also censors you. In addition. So federal bureaucrats censor you. The Democrat Party censors you. The FBI censors you. Now, don't send me, because it's going to get on my nerves. Do not send me a stupid text saying, but private company. No, it's not. Not if federal bureaucrats are filling out tickets to have you censored. No, it's not. That's government censorship. It's horrific. Absolutely horrific. And these people got a problem right now. I mean, they got a big problem. And I love to watch this. This is the good news this morning. For the moment, Elon Musk owns Twitter, and they don't know what he's going to do. What are they going to do if they can't figure out, if they can't just fill out a ticket and have me censored, or you censored, or anybody censored, or real journalists censored on Twitter? Oh, my God. That's a problem. People would know the truth. And, folks, I'm telling you what. This platform will explode if everybody is allowed to be on it and speak the truth. Free and fair debate may the most interesting, best fact, you know, best record in terms of getting the facts reporting win. And it will. It will win out in the marketplace of ideas. Being right will have value again. Being truthful will not be a setback for whoever does it career-wise. Their hits will explode. Their bank accounts will explode. That's how it's supposed to be. And they are terrified of that. I'm telling you right now, this morning, they are flipping out inside the FBI. Because for a minute, they can't censor Twitter anymore. They are flipping out inside the Department of Homeland Security. They are flipping out inside Democrat Party headquarters. And I love it. I don't know how long it'll last. Maybe he'll sell Twitter. I don't know what Elon Musk is going to do. But for just a moment, they feel the same panic. They feel panic. They should feel panic. They should, because they cannot win a fair debate, and they know it. So, speaking of that, Tony Bobulinski, what an interview on Tucker Carlson. What an interview. Where he reveals that he's got all the metadata from the laptop. He's got things that aren't on Hunter Biden's laptop. He's got evidence of the fraud committed by both, yes, Hunter and Joe Biden. And he has never received a single phone call, text, or email from the FBI. Not one. Not one. See, that's the kind of thing they don't want on Facebook. They don't want on Twitter. So people might figure out how corrupt their country is, and that would be a problem. That would be a problem. A big problem. So we're going to have all that coming up, the incredible things Tony Bobulinski is saying, and the way just, and I keep telling you, if there's just, we only need one space. We only need one space where we can speak the truth to take them on. And it can't be a Gab and it can't be a Gutter. That's just a free speech ghetto. Those places are great. I enjoy them. I have accounts on them at all. But that's just Trump supporters talking to each other. That's not going to work. One place on earth where we are full persons, not two-thirds of a person or three-fifths of a person because of our politics, because we tell the truth. Real people interacting as full human beings with other full human beings who may or may not agree with us. It's all we need. And everything changes. And they are in, I guarantee you, a frothing panic over it this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How bad is it for Democrats? Here's how you could tell. Google has just officially banned True Social, Trump's social media outlet, from the App Store. That was the kiss of death from Parler. Parler hit number one in the App Store. You remember this? was outpacing Twitter. They can't have that because they can't have free speech. So Parler, you remember, was banned from the App Store. And they made up some lies about, you know, January 6 people coordinating on there. It actually turned out it was Facebook where they were coordinating their activities, but Facebook wasn't banned. And that was the death sentence for Parler. I mean, I put stuff on Parler now and there's no response from people. Everybody's gone. It'll be the death sentence for True Social as well. Now, here's where it's going to get interesting. Does Google ban Twitter from the App Store because conservatives are allowed to speak on it? Because Fox News is allowed to speak on it? Because the FBI can't control what's on it? Neither can the Department of Homeland Security? Because the Democrat Party can't just fill out a ticket anymore and have your post banned, which is what they do over at Facebook, as we learned from the New York Post and John Solomon, former reporter at The Hill this week. Is that going to happen? They're going to take extraordinary measures to take down Twitter if Elon Musk continues to hold on to it and allows free speech there. You're going to watch him absolutely destroyed. It'll look a lot like what they do to Trump. It's going to be billions of dollars of legal fees as every Democrat jurisdiction, every federal agency pursues him like the hounds of hell. They will do anything to stop free speech because they're liars. They cannot survive in a free speech atmosphere. They cannot do it. All right. That is exactly yesterday what Tony Bobulinski and Hunter Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's business partner, was saying on Tucker Carlson. It was an unbelievable interview. Still getting reverberations of that. He was talking about Mark Zuckerberg saying, yeah, the FBI called me up and told me just not to run that New York Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop because that was Russian disinformation. Remember this? Zuckerberg admitting, yeah, the FBI told me to censor it. So, like, I did.
Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
He used the word dump.
Yeah, dump. I know. Love that, right? Bobulinski says, listen, they could have contacted me to see if the emails were real. I have them. You don't need the laptop. I'm on the other side. I've got all the metadata. Remember the left and the media going around, well, we don't have metadata. We can't know if it's Russian. And Bobulinski's like, I tried to give it to him. I tried to give it to him to the FBI. The FBI didn't want to talk to me. Of course not. They don't want evidence of the crimes. They look bad.
Mark Zuckerberg just casually said, oh, yeah, the FBI came to us and warned us of a dump. So an individual named Andy Stone stepped in. I think he runs their compliance or fact-checking department and throttled down the fact pattern. The interesting thing with that, Tucker, is Andy Stone never reached out to me. He never called my lawyers. My email address was there. I'm easy to get a hold of. Facebook never reached out to me and said, hey, Tony, we see that this email that the New York Post just published to you, is it real? Can you produce the email to us? Within 5 minutes, if Twitter, Facebook, anybody else had reached out, I would have produced the email with, everyone wants to talk about the metadata. Oh, the emails that are being produced don't have any metadata. I would have given them the metadata that's pages along on that email that that the New York Post published.
So here's what's so important about this. The media is running around going, oh, this looks like Russian disinformation. The 50 former heads, assistant directors, chiefs of staff, the CIA and the FBI and Department of Homeland Security wrote that letter saying, oh, that looks like Russian disinformation, that laptop. We should not believe it. They all lied to you. It's how corrupt our government is. It's staggering if you remember it. Well, the whole time, Tony Bobulinski sat there with the receipts. I say, well, we don't have the metadata, but we it looks like Russian collusion. Yeah, and yeah, because I can tell by looking at the picture of the laptop on TV. Uh-huh. Well, Tony Bobulinski had the receipts, remember? He went on Tucker Carlson. He begged anybody that wanted to know to contact him. You didn't need the Biden laptop to know it was real. All you had to do was call him. He's a business partner. He's like, I got all those emails, and I got more. Oh, I got way more. I got evidence of fraud. I've got evidence of lawbreaking. I got it all. Who wants it? Total stone cold silence. Tony Bobulinski last night on Tucker Carlson talked about how this cost the election, because remember they did that poll after the election And just shy of 20%, one fifth of Biden voters said they would not have voted for him if they had known about the big guy, about Hunter Biden, about the payoffs by the Russians and the Chinese. They would not have voted for Joe Biden. Tony Bobulinski really lays it out here. What the price of FBI meddling in the election was. Russians didn't meddle in that election or any other election, but the FBI did.
If you go back to October 2020 and then into the November 3rd election, the election was decided by 21,500 votes. And what does that mean? Three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. The difference between President Trump and Joe Biden was 43,000 votes. If half of those people, 21,500, had voted for President Trump instead of Biden, President Trump would still be in the White House. Now, I'm not arguing for that or supporting that. That is fact based on what was recorded in actual votes. So that election was decided by 21,500 votes in the backdrop of a story that is the most suppressed story in the history of a U.S. presidential election.
So if we now know that that story was suppressed by a federal agency, the FBI, our biggest law enforcement agency, then how did the FBI not affect the election outcome? It sounds like the election was, I'll just say it, rigged in part by the FBI.
It was. So you can call it rigged, you can call it stolen, you could call it suppressed. The American people could call it whatever they want. But the fact pattern is the FBI alone altered history in that election.
Yeah, through intimidation. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, hey, Tara Bobulinski will hear from the FBI now when they kick in his door and confiscate all his proof. He needs to get in line behind Elon Musk. It's going to be spectacular to watch this. Maybe this will be what finally tips the American people. Tucker Carlson in the way only he can, bottom lines what all this means last night in 30 seconds. And it's a gut punch.
One thing you can never have in a democracy is powerful law enforcement agencies working secretly to affect election outcomes. Because if that happens, you are no longer a democracy. You're something much less than that. That's the single greatest possible threat to our system, far greater than any foreign interference, is interference from our own federal law enforcement agencies. And yet that happened in the last election. The FBI told social media companies, the most powerful media companies in the world, to censor the Tony Bobulinski story. That is election interference at the highest level, and that happened.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, no wonder Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. I don't know if the FBI has jurisdiction there. Texter writes, here, I know it's horrible to say, but I think it needs to get much worse. Gas, food, et cetera, to make people wake up. The Democrat Party's counting on that, actually. I'm actually okay with how bad it's going to get, with the hope this will start to bring us together again as Americans instead of idiots with those with common sense. Thank you for what you do for the common sense-ers. No, thank you. Meanwhile, speaking of Americans, new all-time high in the percentage of Americans who believe in aliens. It's probably because the federal government campaigned to get you to believe in aliens. They're trying to distract you. It's not working. For years, everybody's just fascinated by those History Channel shows. I've got sucked into many and end up sitting there on the couch wasting time. Oh my gosh, are they real? Well, yeah, now the federal government's out there telling you, yeah, they're pretty much real. In a series of data dumps where they admitted, yes, the UFOs were real, but they didn't know who was piloting them. And then they admitted recently, last few weeks, that there is like no earthly force piloting. In other words, we don't secretly know it's the Chinese. We don't secretly know it's the Russians. They've got this technology. That's what they said. And it was like non-news, right? You would think that would be huge. And like for years, we've been warned, hey, don't go on the radio and as a spoof, say the aliens have landed, right? Because you could cause everybody to crack up. Nobody cares. Like nobody cares. I mean, the government came out and did what they told us radio hosts not to do. And everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Aliens. Okay, cool. Whatever. Give me another latte. In a new poll, 57% of Americans say aliens probably exist. Well, just 25% now believe they don't. That's a major shift from 25 years ago when 20% believed in UFOs. That was it. So, you know, they're like, yeah, there's aliens. Yeah, there are. And look, the Navy and the government are like, yeah, you should believe. They really want you to believe in aliens. I don't know what's up with that. It's weird. But not any weirder than anything else going on right now. So, I mean, like, nobody notices. It just cracks me up. It does. It cracks me up. All right. In the meantime, I think this is a good idea. I think it should be done voluntarily, but I think it's a good idea. All of this printing calorie counts on restaurant menus and food labels, nobody cares. They're like, whatever, I'm eating the Cheez-Its anyway. Which, look, I totally get. I love Cheez-Its. But what about this? Instead of printing the calorie count, new study found it would be far more effective to print the amount of exercise you'd have to do to get over it. Like that can of Pepsi you thought, oh, this won't hurt. You got to walk for 30 minutes at a brisk pace to walk that off. Or run for 15 minutes. I'd be like, you know what? I'm leaving this right here on the break room table. I'm not touching this thing. Nobody wants to do that. I'd rather sit around. That's just me. It's called PACE, physical activity calorie equivalence. Would this have an effect on you? It would on me. It would really help. Oh my God, run for 15 minutes? Like, I think something that wants to kill me would have to chase me for me to do that voluntarily. I admire you folks who do it because you like it. Runner's high. What is that? I don't know. Texture writes, Terry, it's human nature to believe in something. This must be where the shift away from God is going. Another texture writes, the only aliens I believe in are the ones coming across the border every day. Yeah, me too. Texture writes, with aliens here able to debunk God, that's awfully deep, sir, for 7:57 in the morning. Well, now who's to say God didn't create the aliens? Who's to say that? Oh, my. I'm getting sucked right in. It's so wrong. Okay, we'll move on.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.